So who has a behavior that you are doing that you would like to stop doing and explore inside yourself what the intent is behind the behavior? Okay, what is it, David? Just so I see if it's appropriate. Okay, so you play with your hands. And pull on your, yeah, that, again, that's one that's really good for this sort of thing. Really good. So, yeah, why don't, I just wanted to make sure it was appropriate. Why don't you come up? Well, no, I mean.
What would be an example of an inappropriate one?
Well, if somebody said, I would really like to stop smoking as a first attempt at learning how to work with your parts and everything, I would say, don't go for something that big.
This is a two.
This is a two? Is it a two? Okay, are you comfortable on that side, or would you like to switch sides with me? Okay, so that's it. Okay, great. Now, for this, and I appreciate you sharing with us so that we can have an experience of what's going on. You don't have to share any more content than you feel comfortable sharing. And I'm going to assist you in going inside yourself to communicate with your parts. And as you do that, you don't have to be attentive to the giving me the answers and sharing necessarily. I just want to know when you're finished with each step and that you're ready to move on to the next step. Yes. So sometimes people don't allow themselves to be fully in the process because they think they have to communicate with me and tell me what's going on. So don't feel compelled to do that. I'll ask you a question, but you don't have to open your eyes. And
you want me to close my eyes?
As we do it, I'm going to suggest that you close your eyes as you get a lot of this sort of thing when I'm out walking with people. And so that you can do it when your eyes are open and you're engaged. But to begin with, it's nice to give yourself the opportunity to be fully relaxed and at peace with yourself inside. As we do this. So you said the behavior, you've identified the behavior you want to do.
Yes.
Work with is this of?
Ruining my fingers.
ruining?
Yeah, well, tearing apart my cuticles.
Well okay, so, and let's reframe that.
Okay.
So what you do now is you play with your fingers in such a way that your cuticles go away.
Oh, I just start pulling at them, tearing them.
Uh-huh.
Trying to give myself a manicure all the time.
Are you aware of when you're doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're consciously aware that you're doing it, but you still don't stop yourself, right?
Right.
You keep on doing it.
Well, I just got to clean up that last little bit.
And people who bite their fingernails, it's the same way. You just got to get this last little piece off of here.
I'll sit next to Sky next time. They do it.
He's not making any sounds, Sky.
Don't they look nice?
Okay, so this is the behavior that you would like to work with.
Yes.
How long have you been doing it? Just curious. I mean, has this been a pattern that you've done for many years, or
well,
is it recent?
This kind of replaced nail biting.
Okay.
And I must be doing it for at least a few years now.
Okay. So you used to bite your nails, but you don't do that anymore, and now you do this instead. And it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, I bought a nail clipper.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is relax and get comfortable in the chair and close your eyes so that you're not distracted by people watching you.
Okay?
And my intent is to help you discover something that's really important for you to discover about what's behind this behavior that you do, David. Okay.
Okay.
So the behavior that's been identified is that of playing with the cuticles and kind of picking at them and preening. So let's ask the part of you that is responsible for getting you to do that to communicate with you. It's already communicating with you by getting you to do this behavior. And sometimes it's helpful, David, if you try to imagine what would that part look like, that part of you that's getting you to do that. What do you guess it might look like? It might be a metaphor.
I know, it just looks like energy.
Okay, so energy, this
yeah.
energy part, ask it if it wants to respond with a yes answer. How will it signal you that it is saying yes versus saying no? And ask that part, that energy part that you've just thought of. What okay. will the yes signal be?
I'll just feel it up here.
Feel it up there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll have a sensation?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you don't have to open your eyes and look at me. Okay. You can stay inside
I like
yourself.
Okay. You have a nice
okay.
smile.
Huh?
I like looking at you. Yeah.
Okay, so you can stay inside yourself. So yeah. you just got that this energy part that's yeah. creating this is going to give you a sensation over on the right side or left side of your head when right. it's saying yes.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and what will its no signal be?
Feeling of heaviness.
Okay, a feeling of heaviness in the chest
yeah,
will be
chest,
no.
Yeah.
A feeling over here on the left side of the head will be yes.
Yeah.
So thank that part internally. Say thank you very much for being willing to communicate with me in this way and let me know when you're saying yes and when you're saying no. So we want to offer appreciation to that part for being willing to communicate in this way. Now, it has this, right now, this behavior it does of kind of picking at your cuticles and playing with your hands. Ask this part, what's its intention in doing that? What's it trying to get for you by having you pick at your hands in this way.
I'm not sure if it's it, to calm me down.
To calm you down?
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's the true response, that this part is doing this to calm you down, have it give you that yes signal.
Kind of a no.
Okay, no. You got a no. So
yeah.
So you were guessing that maybe it was
yeah.
to calm you down. So tell the part, I really want to understand you. And it would be very helpful if you would let me know what your intention is in doing this behavior. What are you trying to get?
That you're safe.
Safe.
Yeah.
Okay. So say thank you for that answer.
Thank you.
Is that and could you ask it? Safe. Do you understand what that means? Safe. And if not, ask the part. What do you mean by safe? And you've got an answer?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the intent behind saved? What's it trying to do with this safety?
That you're secure, you're accepted.
Okay. So the intent of this behavior of playing with the fingers is to keep you safe, secure,
and accepted.
And accepted.
Yeah.
Is that something that you can appreciate?
Yes.
Yes. So let that part know that you appreciate its intent of wanting to keep you safe, secure, and accepted.
I got another one, too.
Okay, which was?
Successful.
Okay. Wow.
Which I could understand how playing with my fingers is going to make me successful, but.
Okay, but that's the intent behind this part. Now, ask if those are the intent. That's what this part's intention is for you. Safe, secure, accepted, successful. If it will then signal you that that is its intent with a yes.
It's like a little yes.
A little yes?
Yes.
Okay, so so ask what's the resistance there? A little yes. Ask it, what, is there something else? Or?
You said no.
No, okay, so why is it, and if say you really want to understand, what would be a bigger yes? Does it need a big yes, or? Is there one that is the core intention that we want to work with this? Let's come up with safe, secure.
Well, the big one is everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Everything, or you're going to be okay? Ask that part.
Well, it's me.
It wants to reassure you that you're going to be okay.
Yes.
And that's why it has you doing this. That's what's behind this behavior. Ask the part. It wants to reassure you that everything's going to be okay. Its intent is that you know everything's going to be okay.
It's alternating between yes and no.
Okay. So that's why we developed the signal system.
Yeah.
Let it know you appreciate that it somehow is not sure. What? Ask that part. You're getting me to do this behavior of picking at my fingers, at my cuticles. What is your intent in getting me to do that, that you can be satisfied you would say yes to? What is your intent? What are you trying to accomplish for me?
It's a small thing that I can control.
Okay.
So, and it's almost like, you know, like someone's embracing you, embracing yourself, holding your hand,
okay,
and something you can control.
All right.
You
so
can
this
do and accomplish.
The intent behind this part is to let you feel like there's something that you are in control of.
Right.
That you're doing kind of for yourself. You said it was like a...
I wouldn't quite put it
like that, but
yes.
Something that you are in control.
Yes.
It's a small thing.
Yes.
To show that you are in control.
Yes.
Okay. Now, thank that part. Okay. And I'm guessing that if we were to ask this part, there is more to that, but that's a good starting
point. You know what this part said?
What?
Part said that it'll stop playing with my fingers if I don't have to get up here in front of the class again.
This part has a sense of humor. So what is it about being in front of the class? No, seriously, ask it. What?
Oh, it's you putting yourself out there.
Okay.
Kind of like you're vulnerable.
Okay. So there's something about, again, the safety comes up again, being vulnerable. So probably, I'm just guessing, and ask this part.
Yeah.
Though it said, this is one small thing you can control that will allow you to what?
No, it's just something that you can do and you have control of, and you don't have to worry about all these other factors. It's something you can accomplish.
Okay, so you can get a sense of accomplishment because it's something you can control.
But you never accomplish anything because then you're doing the next one. You're doing it again and again. It's compulsive after a while.
So ask this part.
Yeah.
It's not
quite compulsive, but
okay.
You just continue doing it.
It's got something small that you can control.
Right.
And it just keeps doing it over and over again to prove to yourself you can control something. Is that true for this part? And ask the part. Go inside and ask the part, is that what you're truly doing for me? Teaching me how to be in control of something. Or allowing me to experience being in control.
It's more experience.
Experience being in control.
Yeah.
Is this something you, David, can accept? That you would have a part of you that wants you to be able to control something?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, no, I ask that because sometimes people are not accepting what the intention of is their part. Okay. And you're saying, of course.
Yeah.
So let that part know. Say, hey, I really do appreciate that you want me to feel somehow in control of something.
Right.
Yeah. So I like to do this thank you all the way through. This is my adaptation of it. Okay? Now let's ask the part. It's doing this behavior. Its intent really is to help you experience being in control of something. Would it be interested in considering new choices of how it can help you feel like you are in control?
Of course.
If it would work as well as or better than what it's currently doing.
And of course.
Ask being more the control. Part. Ask the part. You see, this is conscious mind speaking. Of course. Ask the part. Would it like some new choices? I mean, right now what it's doing is picking at the fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You get a resounding yes. Okay, now, thank it for being willing to consider options, because some parts go, nope, I got something that works. Okay, now we get to go to the fun part. And I'd like to ask you, because this is the way this process was designed, to ask your creative part, the part of you that comes up with new ideas, if it's willing to help out in this process right now.
Oh, it's another part of me.
Another part of you that comes up with ideas, that's creative, that plans, that does whatever.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's going to be fun.
Okay, so now, tell your creative part, the one that just popped up, that said, yeah, I'll help, that the intent of this part, this behavior, has been to help you feel like you're in control. So it needs to know the intention. Communicate that intention to the creative part. And now, ask that creative part to come up with at least three new choices that you could do that would work at the moment. So this is something you can do anywhere, right? Something that you could do anywhere, the creative part, that would make you feel in control.
Okay.
And what I'd like you to do is just be still, go inside, let the creative part generate ideas. And when it gets one that it thinks will work, let it signal you that it has a new choice until we have three. New choices.
Okay.
You may or may not be consciously aware of those choices, but have it signal you it has new choices, okay? So now I'd really like you to just drop inside yourself.
Okay.
And the creative part is coming up with alternate ideas for how you can be in control, feel in control in any situation that it thinks will work as well as or better than picking at your fingers. And have it signal you each time it gets a new idea.
Well, I came up with two ideas. I don't know if the first one's going to work.
Okay, so.
Let's say, I need a third one, right?
Okay, right. So you came up with two. So ask it, thank you for coming up with two.
Yeah.
And even though we don't know whether it'll work or not, we've got at least two. Ask it to generate a couple more. We want at least three options that will work as well as or better than picking at your cuticles.
Got another one?
Okay, so at this point, you have three new choices.
Actually, a fourth one, yeah.
Okay, you've got four. That's
great.
They're
pretty similar.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, so now, without telling us what they are.
Yeah.
Because you all get you have so to curious guess. About that.
Yeah, I'll have to guess.
Without?
Okay.
So we say thank you very much. The creative part generated at least four new options. Ask the part of you, the energy part that we had first that was picking at your cuticles, to... And if it's willing to try these in imagination now, take responsibility for imagine doing these behaviors right now to see if it likes them as well as or better than picking at the cuticles. And evaluate each one separately.
Okay.
Yes. And what does it say?
Yes.
It likes all four of them?
Oh, I thought you said it was willing to try it.
It's willing to. Okay, yes. Now I would like you to, in your imagination, try it. So tell that part. Thanks for...
Okay.
Yeah. Now imagine wherever you would have done this before that you are doing each of the four new behaviors. And let that part evaluate how well it likes them.
Okay.
So this is the testing phase.
Geez, I forget what the fifth one was.
Well, there was only four.
Was it four? I thought it was five. Yeah, I remember the fifth one.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Okay, now, as you tried those, as this part imagined doing those inside, what is the response? Does it still like all of them?
Yes, one of them really was very effective.
One of them seems extreme.
They all worked. One, I'm not sure if it worked. It felt good, but I don't know if it worked.
Well, then ask that part about that one that's in question. Does it need to be in a specific context, or does it need changing somewhat? What would make that other one work even better?
No, that's not going to work.
Okay, so it's going to trash that one.
Yeah.
So we end up with four.
Yeah.
Do we? Just ask that part. How many new choices?
Well, there are four.
There are four. Yeah. Okay. So is it willing to be responsible for doing those in the appropriate context? Just ask it. See if you get a yes or a no.
Less. Like, it's like yes, like maybe.
Okay, so that's a wonderful response. What would need to be there so it could be a wholehearted yes instead of a yes maybe?
I don't just try it and see if it works.
Okay, all right. So it's skeptical at this point because it's not sure it will work.
Yeah.
But it is willing. Yeah. It's willing to try these out.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the fifth step that we've gotten to, where it's actually agreeing to try out these new behaviors. Now, we've said...
Can we map this out after? Because I can't take notes.
Of course.
Okay.
I've got it on a flip chart.
Okay, good.
So now, the important part is, and I'll ask you to notice anything visual, anything auditory, anything kinesthetic that pops up when you ask yourself the ecology question. Which is, I want you to go inside now and say, does any part of me object to these new choices? Does this get in a way, in the way of any other? That was too fast. Go inside and spend a moment and notice if any sensations come up, visual, auditory, kinesthetic. Does this get in the way of any of your other parts, these new choices?
Well, the only concern is, but we'll have to see if it takes too much energy.
Oh.
It might be too tiring.
It might
be too tiring.
A concern that it would take too much energy.
Yeah.
So let's ask this part of you that had been doing this, how can it make sure it doesn't take too much energy? And ask it, what will it do to make sure that this doesn't take too much energy? Is it about one of the choices?
No, some of the other choices is being too aloof. It's worried about one being too aloof.
Okay, so ask if it's concerned about one being too aloof, how can it shift that behavior, that new choice, so it isn't too aloof?
Doesn't know.
Huh?
Don't know.
Don't know? Well, ask your creative part then. How might... There's some part of you that knows how that can be shifted.
Yeah, be more present.
Okay, so it's saying be more present.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Now we check. Does that take care of any objections that any parts had to these new choices?
Well, it took care of that one.
Uh-huh.
The other one is still worried about being taking too much energy, but...
So that, again, you want to ask,
yes,
how can I do it in such a way it doesn't take too much energy? And ask any part of you that knows to come forward and help with this. There's some part of you that knows how to do this so it doesn't.
Actually, a lot of me likes would want to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it feels congruent now?
Yeah. I mean, this worry just take too much energy, but most of me wants me to do it, thinks it would be a good exercise and be very helpful.
Okay. So how will you test this? How will
just
you test these new choices?
Have someone video me the whole time and see if I touch my fingers. Ran, keep my phone on.
Well, you'll be sitting here and people can be noticed. So you're giving the group permission to notice what you're doing with your hands. Do any of the other new choices involve using your hands?
Yeah, but a completely different way.
In a completely different way.
Yeah.
So any of us...
You know, I can tell you it doesn't really matter. Just running energy out my palms.
Okay. Running energy out your palms?
Yes.
Okay. That's one of the choices.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we can't see that you're doing that, but we will see that you're not doing this.
Yes.
Okay. And the other choices seem like they would work too.
Yes.
Okay. So... I'd like you one final time to go inside and spend just a moment there thanking all parts of you for being involved in assisting you in coming up with new choices.
Okay. Okay.
Great. And
thank you.
And if you find it doesn't work, guess what that means?
What? I just had the urge to touch my finger, so.
Okay. So you had the urge,
yeah,
but you didn't.
True.
So what do you think that means if it doesn't work?
I mean, if it doesn't work?
Uh-huh. If you find yourself
there's
picking...
a part of me that's still worried about...
Yeah, there's a part of you that still needs new choices.
Yeah.
So you go back in,
yeah,
and you generate more choices. This is about that presupposition, choice is better than no choice.
Okay.
You didn't have a choice before.
Is there any way to anchor it so that's automatic?
Let's ask the part of you.
Okay.
Okay, we just ask it to be responsible. The part, that energy part, that had been picking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it willing to test all of these things out for you and make them, the new choices, automatic as picking the fingers were before? Ask it. It's the one in charge.
Yes.
Okay, you get a yes.
Yes.
So you don't have to anchor it. That part has agreed to be responsible for it.
Okay. Okay.
So now just celebrate.
Yay!
Yeah.